Hey y'all, welcome to Bookmarked. I'm Nicole, your host for the evening. I'm a high school student who's taking an intro to podcasting class and loves to read, so I figured what better way to spend my time than making a book podcast. Each week we're going to talk about five-star reads, reading niches, and of course, the magic of books. Hey guys, welcome back to Bookmarked. I hope you know that I just recorded like 25 minutes of audio and my microphone was off. And just a little pat on the back for how stupid I am. But this episode came about, this episode is all about just like nitpicking of young adult books, because last episode Oakley and I were talking about how our friend group is going to be reading Shatter Me. And I had read it freshman year. So last night I was like, okay, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to read it. I'm going to reread it. How naive I was that night of last. I opened the first page and the rage that ensued inside of me from just seeing those dumb numbers on the page. I was so pissed. I think Juliet, okay. I'm going to give y'all a little Duffy synopsis of Shatter Me, because this whole episode is probably going to be revolving around the book, because it's just fresh on my mind of how irritated I was with the characters and the writing and all about it. So, Duffy synopsis starts now. Okay, the Duffy synopsis is this girl named Juliet. She is what, 16, 17? I don't really know. She's young. Because it's young adult, obviously. And if she touches somebody, they'll die after a certain amount of time of her touching. So it's not like death, instant death, if you touch her. You'll be fine. And it'll just hurt a little bit. Well, I wonder, she touched one guy and he like fell over. And I'm wondering if it's because he's a guy. I mean, let's be self real. Guys don't go through the monthly pains that we women have to go through. And I was wondering the other day, I was suffering through another few hours of cramps, and I was like, am I being a baby, or what is my true pain level while I'm doing these period cramps? Because I remember one time during freshman year, I had to literally be picked up from school because I was having to like walk down the hallway, and then I would stop every like few feet and like lean on the wall because I needed some kind of support. And I'm like, was that me being just dramatic, or was I like in so much pain that I'm like, I don't know, I just need to justify that I'm not crazy and I'm not dramatic, because that's like a big fear of mine. I'm like, how much pain is this actually? Like, how worse are other girls having this? Or is this just like a me thing where every little pain thing I have is just like amplified because I'm dramatic? I don't know. That was very off topic. I don't think y'all care, but I'm just saying it. I hope you don't mind. Anyway, back to the synopsis. Juliet is in an insane asylum for her touching powers. I don't really know. She then gets a cellmate and she's like, ooh, you cool. The cellmate's obsessed with her and everybody hates the cellmate. This isn't like a Tamlin situation where I hate him because everybody else hates him and I know that everybody else hates him. Tamlin, I'm talking about. I just purely hate Adam. And this was like right when Shatter Me was getting popular. So I hadn't had any spoilers. That man is just irritating. He is so annoying. If you read it, I was watching Oakley reading it. I was getting some live reactions and she was getting the biggest ick I've ever seen. And I was like, I was with you. I read through it. I went through the pain of Adam. And that man is such a crybaby. I know he could not handle period cramps. I know he would probably like think he's dying. This man is such a baby. I just don't like Adam. But Warner's cool though. Warner has my heart forever and ever and ever. That's besides the point. Oh, I do remember when I was reading it, I was like, how can anybody like Warner? Didn't he like kill somebody? I don't remember. I just remember thinking, I was like, this man is so annoying. Oh, he was creepy. That's why. He was really creepy and he got a bunch of dresses for her to wear, and they were like her exact size. And then my friend finished the rest of the series, and he was like, he only got those dresses because he likes fashion. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of sweet. In Juliet's, oh my gosh, in her perspective, I was thinking it was creepy. Is it creepy? Maybe. But his intent behind it was very pure, and I love that. And, oh. Okay, Duffy synopsis over. This is just, like, all about my quips with YA, and this is literally feeds into my example of how judge, like, I don't like being in the first person because people are judgmental. Like, she was like, this is creepy, and yeah, it is, but hearing it from Warner's perspective, I'm like, that's so sweet. So, and I'm like, I don't really like reading first person because A, they're insecure, B, they're judgmental, and I'm a judgmental person, and I don't want to be reading about myself. That's a no-no. I want to, when I pick up a book and when I go into a world, I want to be like, this is a whole new person. I don't want to self-insert me and be like, wow, I'm so insecure. Wow, I'm so judgmental. Because those characters are judgmental, and I'm getting really worked up about this, but I feel like I can be. I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating because with third person, you get different people's point of view, but in an unbiased way. Whereas if it's first person with two POVs, they're still biased. I don't care to hear their inner dialogue. And when it's done in third person, it's not like irritating. And it makes better sense. With first person, I don't like being inside their head. I really don't like thinking. I remember when I was reading The Naturals, it's a YA series, and they were talking about serial killers, and they would choose this person because their MO is this, and then they would go into like in the in-depth way of killing a person, and that really creeped me out, and I stopped reading the series because I'm a baby and was like really creeped. But it's just like I felt like I was going into the mind of a serial killer and like adapting to it, and kind of creeped me out because I was actually inside the mind. Whereas third person, I feel a little bit safer. I feel like an outside perspective looking in on the situation. Whereas with first person, I am living through it. Moral of the story is, first person, I just don't like seeing all their inner thoughts, and third person, I just prefer. It's easier. I get to see a little bit more. It's not so narrowed down, and it's not so biased to them. Whereas, yes, third person, it's following the main character, but it's also following the rest of the story. Whereas first person, they can be a little bit more jaded, and like they don't see everything. Going off of the first person thing, I just hate when we're inside their head and they are insecure. And Juliet in particular, she'll always like harp on her killing this one little boy. And she'll just be like, everybody hates me. Like, she's just like preying on her downfall all the time. And it really frustrates me because, like I said, I don't like reading about me. I am extremely insecure. As soon as I walk into school, I'm like, ooh, do people not like me? Or something? Or is my outfit bad? Is it half the time? Probably. I don't know. And I would like to say that I don't care, but I really do. Like, I love being validated and praised for whatever I do. And that might be an idol that I have. I don't know. But I like telling people I don't care. Like, oh, I'm fine if I get a C. But if I get a C, my day is ruined. I don't like that. And I don't like being insecure, but I am. So when I pick up a book, when I want to go into a different world, I don't want to read about a character who's just like me. And when I think of myself, I don't want to harp on my own downfalls. So I don't want to read about a character who does the same exact thing. I want to read about a character who's confident and who inspires people. So then maybe I'll be inspired. Juliet does not inspire me. Juliet is pretty lame. Let's be so for real. That girl just only has a power. She only has powers and she's pretty. Those are her two things that are going for her. But she doesn't use it to her advantage. I wish that the author wrote Juliet kind of like Jude from Cruel Prince, because that girl is insanely gifted. Jude in The Cruel Prince is human in fairy, and she's insecure, yes, but Holly Black does not harp on the fact that she's insecure. She feeds off of it. Jude wants to become a knight. If they tell her no, she's like, I'm going to become so much worse. And she does. She doesn't like being human, but she uses it to her advantage. She lies. She cheats. She cons these fairies. She cons them. It's insane. Jude is insecure, but she uses it to her advantage. She uses the fact that she's human. She doesn't like it, but she takes that anger of her stepdad killing her parents and her lack of fae, and she uses it to fuel herself and put her into the most powerful position in fairy. She's come so far, and that's just because she's confident. I wish that the author and Chatterme used Juliet's anger. Like, she could be angry that her parents gave her up. They don't care about her. Angry that she's in this asylum. Angry that she's not free. Angry that she got stuck with this power. And when she's in the asylum for a whole year, doing nothing except going insane, she could be like, instead of just counting random things, let's try and hone this power and be able to control it. I wish that's what she did, because that would have made her such a better protagonist. I wish she was a mix of Selena and Jude, because that way, Selena and Jude in Juliet would make a concoction, a very powerful concoction. And I think that Juliet kind of relies on boys. I mean, she goes to Adam. It's a very quick relationship. And I'm like, you don't need him. She's very much reliant on him. It's kind of frustrating. I wish she was able to be confident in herself and know what she wants. And yeah, she gets confident over time. But right off the bat, both Jude and Selena were confident. They were insecure, yes, but they didn't dwell on it. I am insecure, but I'm also very confident. And I wish that Juliet just was more confident in her own skin, because that would have made her such a more likable character. Also, going off of the insecurity and the first person annoyance, these characters are really immature. And I am surprised they don't get themselves killed from the amount of stupid decisions they make. And this also, immaturity, and this goes off of the low stakes thing. These characters make the stupidest mistakes, yet they aren't killed. I'm like, some of you should not be alive right now. And also, the high stakes make it interesting. Low stakes, I'm like, well, honestly, you could just, like, not save the world and the world would still run. They just, like, kind of amp up the situation in their mind. And they're like, I have to do this. I have to save the human race. And I'm like, the human race will be fine without you. There'll be somebody else who's probably going to be more qualified than a 16-year-old girl. Let's be so for real. There are people who are more equipped to handle the situation. You don't have to step up. I don't think Kathy's characters should be in the position they are in, like Shadow and Bone. That series just frustrates me on a whole new level of just annoyance, because this Shadow and Bone just demonstrates how bad of a writing that series is. Like, for example, when Elena is getting the stag, she is like, I'm not gonna kill the stag. No, I can't do that. I can't kill the stag. Girl, you should have just killed the stag. Then you could have been free. But no. The Dark One, he kills it. Then you become his slave. And then in the beginning of the book, you're like, I think he likes me. I think the little Darkling, I think he likes me. He's like a 40-year-old man. And you're 19. So, no, girly. I don't think so. And then little old Mal, he's like, I'm just going to leave the military. Yeah, it's fine. Are you sure you want to just, like, sabotage the military and lead them in the wrong direction and be like, oops. Sorry, guys. Oopsie daisy. Obviously, people are going to be upset. Just her not killing the stag, her trying to, like, save something that shouldn't be saved, because the whole reason why you went on this mission and why Mal left was so you could kill this stinking stag and then you could be free. But no, you're like, I'm not going to, then gets kidnapped. And then Mel is like, no, I'm just going to like betray the government. Like, what do you think's going to happen? So, yes, they're like kind of high stakes. Like, yeah, they could get killed, but they didn't. Whereas high fantasy and like new adult, they are like, they break someone out of prison and then they get shot. And then you're like, no, my favorite character just got killed. Like, they're actually, something happens and then it drives the characters forward. These people are just like, don't imprison me. Gets imprisoned. Oh, well, I want to break free. It's not, Shadow and Bone is kind of like monotone. And then they're like, oh, I'm stuck on this ship with an extremely handsome sailor, but I've got a boyfriend and I've got my ex fling on this ship. It's just like irritating. That's like all I can say about it. It's irritating. And then high fantasy just has more weight to the actions. And I would also blame the low stakes on just the poor writing that these YA series have. It's not good. And I don't remember if Oakley and I were talking about this on the podcast last episode, but she was saying, this might have been like just a separate conversation that we were having, but she was talking about how Fourth Wing has a good plot and storyline and everything, but the writing could be so much better. The story could be so much more complex with a little bit better writing. And I totally agree. YA is meant for sixth graders. It's meant to be an easy read, and that kind of, I get it. It's not supposed to be hard, but also there's a way to make the story complex without losing the interest of sixth graders. Like, Shadow and Bone had horrible writing, and then Six of Crows, best writing ever, and it was still meant for the same audience. Same author, completely different writing style, and it's the improvement insane. She did it. She made the story complex. See, Shadow and Bone and Six of Crows, they were written by the same author in the same series, but Shadow and Bone, it's very like monotone, like where I got caught doing this, oh no, now I'm imprisoned, oh no, now I'm on a ship also being imprisoned, this sucks, oh look, he's the king, wow, this is great, maybe I can escape, something else happens, I don't really know. It's just like high stakes, but because the writing is so bad, it ends up being low stakes. And then Six of Crows, same author, same universe, same genre, it's still YA, but then Leah Berdugo is able to create this storyline where it's about six characters who are doing a jailbreak, or it's like a heist. They're doing a heist. They're stealing this person who can change the war for Ravka, I think. I don't quite remember who the person is, but she weaves all the characters together. And you just find this relationship with the characters and you want them all to live. And then, no, they don't. And then you're like, oh my gosh, that is where YA is done right. There is actual high stakes and you are invested in all of the characters and you want everything to go good. Whereas Shadow and Bone, I just lost my attention. Six of Crows, I was hooked. First page shootout. I was like, what? Shootout, Kaz outsmarts everybody, then Kaz gets kidnapped, and then you're like, Kaz, what? Kaz gets recruited to do this job, then Kaz is like, all right, I'm gonna put together this elite team. The team, elite indeed. Then they break into this other prison and they get this one guy out because this one girl wants this guy because she loves him. And then you're just so invested in the storyline and the characters, and I just never want to give it up. And that is like the rare few times when YA is done right. That, Throne of Glass, Cruel Prince, all amazing YA stories. And that's because they do every single thing that I like and they don't do anything that's on this list. when the things that I talk about happen, the story just goes downhill. But it was so interesting and it never lost my attention once. And I don't think it made the sixth graders confused because it was still simple. It still had its simplicity with tying in Shadow and Bone and like making all these people interesting. You just the low stakes are a little annoying, and the bad writing, it just really hurts my soul when I read those books. It's just like, every time, it's just like a little chip in my heart that breaks off when I read those awful YA series. And then last but not least, it's love triangles. Oh my gosh, the amount of annoyance that I get from love triangles. Have you ever seen one in real life? Hopefully not. If you have, just tell them to stop doing what they're doing. Because if I start liking a boy, if we start having a little fling, if he has the same thing going on with another girl, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, you are immature and I could care less. You are not who I thought you were, and I'm gonna break it off. Why are these people not breaking off their love triangles? It just doesn't make sense. I'm like, why would you fight over a person who's immature and stupid? People just need to stop doing that. And I cannot tell you how irritated I am. The Selection, The Naturals, Inheritance Games, Shadow and Bone, Shatter Me, Twilight. It's so irritating and immature. It's just not how you should be handling a relationship. Therefore, I hate it. I hate any little semblance of a love triangle, and don't do it. Like, when do you ever see a love triangle in real life? Never. Frustrates me. Okay, those are just like my quips about YA. I will still read it. It's not like romance where the whole plot is just about their relationship and their connection to each other and how much they like each other, and that's the only thing that's happening. YA is a lot more interesting. Also, this episode was based off of fantasy YA. That is the majority of YA I read. You know, I also think it's because my taste has evolved. I used to be a big fan of YA, but now that I'm 17 and have been reading for a long, long time, it's just not my jam anymore. I enjoy having more complex situations where my brain is actually working, so then that way I feel smart about myself. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for not getting bored. And if you have a rebuttal, then tell me, and then I'll probably fold and be like, oh my gosh, I totally agree with you, because that was what happened with the Selection. And I was like, America's so annoying. I still think she's annoying, but also I think that her relationship with Aspen is more understandable now that I'm older. The love triangle still pisses me off, but you can definitely change my mind and I'll be like totally agreeable with that, because let's be so for real, my opinions can be swayed very easily. Anyway, guys, have a good night or morning or afternoon or whatever time of day you're listening. I'm going to go eat dinner because I'm hungry.